Hi, I'm Megan Kelly, Associate Site Editor at SearchCRM.com. In this podcast, I spoke to Dee Lee Freeman of the Call Center School about quality monitoring calls in the call center, the monitoring tools out there, and some best practices for implementing quality monitoring. Enjoy. Well, I'm sitting here with Dee Lee Freeman of the Call Center School. Dee Lee, thank you for being with me today. So the first question that I wanted to ask you was, what is the best way to monitor customer service calls?
Well, when we're talking about monitoring for customer service, there's really two different approaches that we take. One is, how are our service reps doing when they handle service inquiries? And then the kind of sideways approach is, how are we doing in listening to the types of service calls that we have from the perspective of the customer? So to answer the question, the best way to monitor the calls, it's really about how are we listening for the information, and do we need to have special evaluation criteria that helps us to better listen from the perspective of either agent skills or that perspective of our customer.
And what are some tools or technology that can help people monitor calls?
Well, I usually like to think of going back to the basics when I think about the tools for quality monitoring. There are all kinds of wonderful technology out there, lots of different call recording, screen capture, and analytical tools. But all of those things cannot really accomplish the goals that you set out to accomplish if you don't have solid evaluation criteria. So when I think about tools, I really think about what is the information that you're really plugging into your technology in order to help you more effectively evaluate. So let's just take the example of your quality monitoring criteria. Is your quality monitoring form relevant? Are you measuring things that are important to your business, for example? And are you having criteria that will help you to clearly define the desired behaviors so then after you've listened to a call, you can effectively go in, coach to your agents, specifically explain what works well with them on the call, what are opportunities for them to improve upon. So ultimately, is your evaluation criteria motivating your agents to perform behaviors that are most critical to those call success? So when I think of tools, I'm really thinking of what kind of business practices do you have to really support all the technology that you've brought into your call center.
So kind of building on that, then, what are some of the best practices that you could suggest for coordinating agents, management, and other departments without getting the customer input from every single call that you take in?
Well, it has to do, I think, with having a common understanding of what you're trying to accomplish in quality, a common understanding of what your quality standards are across all those different areas in your business. So there's a couple of different ways to go after this. One way is to have a quality standards definitions document, might be called something else, but basically what it is a detailed description of all the different standards that you have, scenarios that present themselves that an agent would have the opportunity to apply those standards, and what would be the best case answers to questions that your customers might come to you for, or help that they might need you for. And then to have that information available across all departments so that you've got consistency in your agent group and your supervisor group, your coaching team, your new hire training group, and even departments that aren't directly related to customer service or quality, that they too would have access to these quality standard definitions so that they can participate in having that mutual understanding of what you all are trying to accomplish. That's a big way. The second one is really having well-calibrated groups, and that's just the act of applying that understanding of your quality standards. So it's bringing all these different groups of people together and discussing on a single call how those standards then play out with an actual customer, and then discuss again how best to service that customer and how best to train then going forward the different departments that interact with those customers or have concerns in their departments that will, you know, again, play into the customer needs.
So then when it comes to collecting all of that data, what is the best way to kind of sort or go through the data and turn it into something that is part of a defined action plan or something that is comprehensible to all?
Well, there's a lot of great analytical tools right now on the market. In fact, really the trend in quality monitoring now is to actually do 100% of call recording. So that's when gathering data and doing analysis is so critical, because you've got to sort through all of these calls in order to really pick and choose which ones will be the most meaningful for you to analyze and then take action on. So when I talk about ways of sorting through data, I'm thinking specifically of speech analytics, screen analytics, data analytics. Let's just look at just a couple of quick examples of each one, just so you get a sense of the power behind these tools. With speech analytics, that's actually identifying calls that have unique spoken conversation in them. Like, let's say a customer voices a complaint. Perhaps you would pick up all the calls that had the words dissatisfied or unhappy in them, and then that would give you an opportunity to narrow your selection down. Another way to sort through the data is through screen analytics, and that is looking specifically at different screens or fields that an agent participates in on their desktop while they're handling that call. So let's say people who call in who have transaction amounts over $1,000, and you want to do specific analysis of those higher-end customers. And then with data analytics, it's just looking at specific things that happen on an actual call with the customer. Let's say we want to analyze calls that have hold times that exceed 2 minutes in time length. So all of these tools are ways to sort through that data in order to really hone in and pick and choose on just exactly what the subjects are that you think are in need of further analysis and investigation.
So could you provide any kind of quick real-world examples of how using that kind of quality monitoring data improved customer service?
Well, let's go a little bit more with that speech analytics way of doing the analysis. And one way would be to select according to, again, certain keywords or phrases that customer says. And now you've narrowed, say, from thousands of calls that you have in your database down to a small, you know, manageable portion. And then the next piece is, now let's go in and let's listen and use evaluation criteria that will guide us through the process of listening to these calls. And so let's listen for specific things in order to improve customer service. So let's say with customer satisfaction, you know, let's listen to the things that the customers say they're unhappy about. Perhaps we can categorize those into our pricing. Perhaps there's problems with the usability of some features of a product. Perhaps there's issues with something that needs to be fixed or is broken within our product. But basically, again, going down into more of a root cause analysis that will help us now really target efforts in maybe support departments, you know, like research or development or marketing, so that we really are going above and beyond just that one interaction or a few interactions between an agent and a customer, and really getting deeper into, you know, what is our customer base saying about our business, and now how can we be proactive and go back out and fix and get back in touch with people who share these same kind of issues and concerns with our business.
Okay, great. That's all the questions that I have. Thank you so much for helping me out today.
Well, thank you, Megan.
Thanks for listening. From all of us at searchcrm.com, I'm Megan Kelly.